This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
Part of being a man is being competitive. And part of being competitive is wanting to know who's the greatest athlete, the greatest businessman, the greatest politician, and so on. We men often measure greatness based on what someone else does for us in his field and for the world around him. When Jesus' disciples asked who was the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, they probably expected him to base his answer on performance or productivity. They probably even had some people in mind, maybe John the Baptist or David or Abraham, perhaps even one of them. But Jesus' answer surprised them. Anyone who becomes as humble as a little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The word humble, in its context, literally means to depress. It describes a person who views himself as lower than another. In this regard, a child is a fitting example of humility. A small child has more questions than answers. He has energy but lacks wisdom and must receive instruction from others. He must depend on another to provide for and protect him, and he makes mistakes because of his limited life experience, and therefore must rely on those who are in charge to love him, accept him, forgive him, and reassure him. A man enters the path of greatness when he humbles himself and seeks God for answers, wisdom, provision, protection, and forgiveness. Are you aspiring to true greatness?
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.